probably just be a round piece of something we'd cut off with an axe, you know.
Uh-huh.
And a stake, you refer to them a lot of times as, well, the Highline boys come along and set a stake and ride a little something.
Uh-huh.
It'd be more of a piece of mm-hmm. lumber.
Mm-hmm.
And a staub would be, the way I'd look at it, would just be a piece of, or something you'd cut in the creek or mm-hmm. piece of a limb or something you'd just drive uh-huh. down as a staub.
If you get poison ivy or something, you...
Blood, itch, scratch.
If you're away someplace and you come back and one of your friends is in the hospital, you might ask another friend and say, well, when did he
go?
Uh-huh. Or more than that, if you know he's been ill for a while, or when did he
take sick?
Uh-huh. And if somebody is around and he has a
cough,
uh-huh, and then his voice gets raspy, you say he's
hoarse.
If we're talking about men, what would this be?
One.
One what?
One man. Two men.
Uh-huh. And let's see, five and two?
It's seven.
And add five?
Onto the seven?
Uh-huh.
That'd be 12.
Subtract one?
11.
Add two?
13.
Add one?
14.
Add six?
Oh, be 20.
Add seven?
27.
Uh-huh. How tall were the ceilings in your other house?
Oh, about 8 foot ceilings, I expect.
Uh-huh. Now, let's see, seven and two is?
And nine.
27 and three?
30.
Add 14.
44.
50 and 20?
50.
50 plus 20?
That'd be 70.
Add 30?
Be 100.
700 and 300?
Be 1,000.
If we have a number of things, and this is the first and the second, then this would be the...
Fifth.
And this would be the...
Sixth.
Uh-huh. And letters, this is
M, N.
Months of the year, the first month is
January.
The next is
February.
Skip a month and we have
April.
Days of the week, the first day is
Monday.
The next is
Tuesday.
Skip a day.
Thursday.
Go back one day.
Wednesday.
The day before Sunday.
Saturday. Yeah, Saturday.
You mentioned that you'd say good morning to someone whom you met. Until when would you say good morning?
Well, up till fairly well noon, that is, I'll say 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Late. And then what would you say?
Well, this hot air till... or hello, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What would you say after you'd eaten your lunch or your dinner?
Well, good afternoon, or of course that would be more or less a... Of course, then later on you'd say good evening,
mm-hmm.
but then right afternoon, well, it'd be hottie for a while, I suppose. That is fair.
Just hottie time.
Yeah. Huh?
When does evening start?
Well, we usually call... say, oh, about chore time or after school.
Mm-hmm.